Music from Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton. You gone to see the Hamilton yet, Swanee?
I have not. Everybody I know that has seen it has absolutely loved it.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I'm writing a musical about kitchen appliances, also called Hamilton. I have one song about my blender that I guess I'm going to have to change the name of it now.
I can give you a song about our electric carving knife that broke at this Christmas.
Now we're talking real musical. Now we're talking about something the American people can relate to. Now, anyone who's going to see this show, going in skeptical, coming out, loving it, people who normally get dragged to the theater, reluctantly coming out loving it, people who are not into hip-hop loving it, by far rave reviews for this show. As we get into our weekend theater segment here, just a reminder that Wayne Brady from Whose Line Is It Anyway, Let's Make a Deal, a number of musical theater productions in his career, taking over the role of Aaron Burr here in Chicago starting on Tuesday, 17th. We talked with him when I was filling in on Steve Cochran's show the other day. We're going to replay that interview for you a little after 11 o'clock. Joining us right now, though, on our theater segment, our old pal Deb Clapp, who is the executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. Deb, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Dean. Thanks for having me.
This is just great for Chicago theater, isn't it?
It is.
The popularity of Hamilton.
It's amazing. It is amazing. I was talking to somebody the other day who said, you know, that Hamilton, it's really making you guys cool.
Right, right.
I was like, okay, I think we already were cool, but that's a good thing.
Right.
It's doing amazing things.
I do get that because, what I'm hearing from people are people who wouldn't normally go to the theater are going to the theater.
Absolutely.
They're interested in what this is about.
Yeah.
They get all excited about two things. They want to go and research actual American history.
Yes.
Learn about American history based on what they saw on stage. And they want to see more musical theater because now they see how magical it is and how, the amazing visceral experience.
Absolutely.
Of seeing live performance, right?
Absolutely. And what you said before about people going in, I don't want to go to the theater, and coming out going, I loved it.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
Yeah,
I
hear from people all the time who say, everyone. I dragged my husband to the theater. He didn't want to go. He fell asleep in the first act. People saying, even my husband liked it. Now I'm hearing, even my husband liked it.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody seems to be enjoying this. And it's great for downtown.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for the theater district. It's just great, 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 great.
It is. All the way around. Can't say enough about it, really.
Yeah. And also says something for Chicago theater audiences also.
It does. Well, that's why they're here.
Yeah.
Is because Chicago has such great audiences. I mean, that's why they chose Chicago first. We're an astonishingly good theater town, and really, it's about our audiences.
The producers that I've talked to, the stars of these shows that we interview, they all have such respect for Chicago audiences, good and bad. They'll say Chicago theater audiences are honest.
Yes.
They are brutally honest. And if they love something, the accolades are amazing.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they let you know. There's a reason why they bring shows to Chicago, before they take them to Broadway.
Exactly. Very true.
Which brings us to something else that's pretty exciting in Chicago theater, and that is the annual Chicago Theater Week.
Yes.
That is coming up. Explain what this is.
Yes. So Chicago Theater Week, taking place from February 9th to the 19th. We have tickets for 125 shows on sale right now at chicagotheaterweek.com. All tickets are $15 and $30, and that depends on the show. For some shows, there actually are $15 tickets and $30 tickets. Depends on where you want to sit.
Mm-hmm.
So those are on sale now, and shows from, almost, we don't have Hamilton. We'll start there.
Start with
what we don't have.
Wah, wah.
But
I got news for you. Hamilton doesn't have Hamilton tickets.
That's right. But we have everything else. And so from, you know, big downtown shows to small storefront shows, really gives people an opportunity. If you want to check something out and you haven't really had the opportunity, or you haven't wanted to, you know, maybe pay the money for a theater you don't know, really gives you a chance to go out in your neighborhood and check out what's there. Also, lots of people now are coming to Chicago for the weekend, or even for, you know, in midweek to see shows. There's a lot of hotel deals. So it's really fantastic.
Yeah. Talk about some of the shows that are involved in this.
Sure. As I say, 125 shows. We have...
This is a really great deal. I mean, get a theater ticket for $15 or $30 is just a...
It's pretty spectacular.
You know, people saying, oh, I would like to go. I can't afford it.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity like you're not going to see.
Absolutely.
For most
I don't
theater.
Think you can go to the movies anymore for less than 15,
no.
right?
No. Well, that's the cost of a large soft drink right there. $15. That might be a medium, actually, now that I think of it.
So we have Gloria at the Goodman Theater, which is a dark comedy by a playwright who won the MacArthur Genius Grant, Brandon Jacobs Jenkins. I think that's not open yet. I think that's going to be a really great show. That's at the Goodman. That one is actually for mature audiences. And over at Looking Glass, we've got Mr. and Mrs. Pennyworth, which is for ages 8 and up. So that's pretty much a family show.
Right.
And that's got, it's a really, really, it's a story about storytellers. And but they're using a lot of different kind of puppetry. The great Blair Thomas is a part of it. And a company called Manuel Cinema, who are also a Chicago company. But they're doing shadow puppets. I mean, it's a really gorgeous show and a really, really great story.
Yeah, and pretty much any show that you go to see at Looking Glass is going to be top-notch.
Absolutely.
I can't think of the last time where I did not enjoy a show at Looking
Glass.
They
do really, really great work. And a lot of it physical. A lot of it, you know, something different, too, you know, with the puppetry and the physicality of the work. And the show is actually written by a company member. So, it's a really, really fantastic company. Down at Court Theater, Blues for an Alabama Sky by Pearl Clegg. They're also doing a Harlem Renaissance celebration. The Court and other music and dance and poetry at University of Chicago. So Blues for an Alabama Sky, and directed by Ron O.J. Parson, who's the director in residence down at Court. That's also going to be a really fantastic show. Up at Windy City Playhouse, we have Booty Candy, which is by Robert O'Hara.
Hello,
Booty Candy.
Hello.
And that's a show. I actually saw Booty Candy in New York, and I think this production is going to be really fantastic. Robert
you're
O'Hara.
You're just enjoying saying Booty Candy.
I do like to say Booty
as
Candy.
As much as I'm enjoying hearing it.
I have to say, it's a hilariously funny play. It's also a little bit dark. It's about growing up black and gay and that journey. And Robert O'Hara is a really very honest, brutally honest writer. And I think that's going to be a great show, too. And then, of course, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert at Pride Film and Plays.
Interesting. I went to a preview.
Oh, yeah?
This looks like it's really going to be fun. It's based on the movie, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, completely crazy over the top, really fun.
Totally over the top. Three drag queens take off on a bus through the Australian outback. Right. That's all you need to say,
What else do you need to know? What else do you need to know? Just a couple. And one familiar song after another.
Yes.
You know, from the disco era.
Yeah, absolutely.
All part of Chicago Theater Week, which will give you websites, we'll give you phone numbers, we'll give you all that. Talk more with Deb Clapp from the League of Chicago Theaters coming up in a minute. They are the ones that run Hot Ticks, tell you how to get super inexpensive tickets for some of your favorite shows. When we come back, 10:51, Deb Clapp is here. The executive director of the League of Chicago Theaters. Explain what the League is so everybody understands.
Sure. We are a service and support organization for Chicago Theater. We were founded in 1978, And we provide all kinds of services to Chicago Theater. And so the one thing that that everybody needs is promotional support. So a lot of what we do is focused on promotional support. So things like Chicago Theater Week, Hot Ticks, the Chicago Theater Guide, all of those things come under the guise of promotional things. And then we also do things like professional development. We do advocacy work at the state, local, and national level. We do. We actually have a grant-making program now where we're giving theaters money to improve their theater spaces. So it's a really, really wide range of activities that is really we like to think of ourselves as being very responsive to what the theater community needs.
Yeah, responsive to what theater audiences need. Mm-hmm. Being able to go to some of these shows. Ticket prices can be expensive.
Yes.
That's why Chicago Theater Week is so great.
Yes.
But that's why Hot Ticks is so great.
Yes.
Also, I can't even tell you the number of emails that I get every single week, even though we mention this all the time before I did, Roy Leonard did, we've been mentioning it, but people don't remember what it's called or how to access it until they actually need it.
Yes.
Hot Ticks. Yes. Half-price tickets for yep. some of the best shows in town.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're half-price tickets. You can some shows are on in advance, sometimes as much as a month in advance, some shows the week in advance, and some shows the day of. So our website is hotticks.org, and you should check.
H-O-T-T-I-X.
.org,
right.
And folks can check that out anytime to see what's available for half price. All tickets on Hot Ticks are half price. There's no other discounts. So you're pretty much assured of getting the best price for whatever show you're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, is that pretty much a variety of all the shows?
It is.
Including the Big H?
Not the Big H.
The Big H really is an anomaly like
yes.
we have never seen
yes.
in
it's
Chicago
a, it's
before.
It's a hard ticket to get.
Yeah.
And like we said before, it's wonderful. But, you know, we don't have it on Hot Ticks.
Not one of the, I mean, the way that this Hot Ticks thing works is if they are anticipating extra seating, they let you know.
Yes.
And then mm-hmm. you resell them at half price.
Exactly.
Or if at the last minute they have some open tickets, they let you know. People check the websites and they can get tickets. Let's go tonight. Let's go tomorrow.
Exactly.
Kind of a little more last minute. That really doesn't
Absolutely
happen
right.
with Hamilton. It pretty much
no.
anyone who has purchased a Hamilton ticket either intends on using it themselves or they've bequeathed it to a loved one.
Yes.
to make sure that those tickets stay in the family.
Absolutely.
That's yeah. the kind of thing. But pretty much mm-hmm. the same range, the shows downtown, the
yep.
suburban
shows,
the storefronts, all those.
Shows, yep, all of that. We usually have, I would say, almost everything, you know.
Okay.
We have, we always have, you know, Goodman, Shakespeare. We also have Steep Theater and Straw Dog, so, and Timeline,
yeah.
all your favorites. We also have two downtown locations. We have one at Block 37, which is at Randolph and Washington, and there's one at 72 East Randolph as well.
Right, or you can go to, as we said, Hot Ticks, HOTTIX .org or ChicagoPlays.com to get more information. You want to get more information on Chicago Theater Week. It's ChicagoTheaterWeek.com, theater spelled R-E, not E-R. And Theater Week, again, Deb, is when?
February 9th through the 19th.
Very good. Deb Clapp, the executive director, League of Chicago Theaters. Have a great day today.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Dean.
Thank
Fun as always.
Stopping by. We appreciate it.